Dawson Scott, senior defensive end for the Mejia Blackcats on ESPN Central Texas. How much fun was that, the way you guys played, dictated the game, and got the win to kind of put yourself in a pretty good situation?
It was an absolute blast to see all my brothers out there just ball out to their heart's content and just put our foot to their throat and just win off.
There have been some times, Dawson, where you all have been close. Frank Sandoval, who's done a really nice job, well, you've been close, but it's just not quite sustainable, like week-to-week sustainable. What's the difference with this team right now?
The amount we bought in this year is unbelievable. Like, we love our coaches, and our coaches love us, and just the amount that people have put in work during the off season and the work that we put in every day during practice and school is just what makes this team special.
To roll out on Friday night against a team that most people didn't think you were going to beat, do you guys hear that noise? Do you hear people say that, you know, Fairfield's supposed to win this game? Does that motivate you, or do you not?
I don't really listen to any of that. Most of my teammates don't really listen to that. We worry about what we can do and what we're going to do, and we just play ball.
All right, you're the captain, voted on by your peers, by your teammates. If I was to ask one of your teammates why Dawson Scott is a captain, what do you think they would tell me?
Probably my heart. I just show everybody with respect, and just I help everybody out and just make sure everything's going all right and just try to be the best leader I can.
Well, that's all that matters, right? What other organizations are you a part of?
I'm in the FFA here in Mejia, the Rotary Club, and that's it.
What about Leadership Council?
I am in the Leadership Council.
Okay, give me an idea what that means, and I have an idea, but what it means for Mejia, and what do you guys do with that?
We dictate what goes on around in practice and stuff. And then we also make sure that practice is moving smoothly with that. And we determine, like, important private matters with the team.
Do you ever have to deal with some heavy stuff? You don't have to get into it, but do you ever have to deal with some heavy stuff with some guys?
Of course. That's just part of the job.
All right. Now, Coach Sandoval, when I asked him a little bit about you, Dawson, he gave me some nuggets, obviously. We want to be able to know a little bit about you, but also ask you questions that get to know you about things that we didn't know. He's a high character. He brings his lunch pail to practice every day. What would you – okay, I'm going to have fun with you here. Did you ever have a lunch pail when you were a kid?
I did have a lunch pail when I was a kid.
What was on the lunch pail?
A Lunchable, a Capri Sun, and a Gatorade.
Okay, now what was the decoration on the lunch pail? Like, was it a cartoon? Was it something? What was that?
It was a Lightning McQueen lunch pail with Shrek and Avenger stickers on it.
Okay. I love it.
There you go.
Could you be accepted if Dawson Scott called the Avengers and say, "Hey, I think I need to look at this. I need an interview for the job as being a part of the Avengers." How would you sell yourself?
Dawson Scott, the person who will go out and sell his soul to win the fight.
That's all. Okay. There you go. Appreciate it.
Do you have who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Avenger? Who's the one that identifies most with you?
The Hulk.
Oh yeah, there you go.
See, I know who that is. Yeah. I mean, as a 60-year-old man, some of that stuff disappeared and changed up so much. But that's a good one to have. You have had to deal with some things in your life. I want you to explain to me the relationship you have with your mother and how important that has been over your lifetime. Everyone can say about, you know, there's only one mom, but your relationship with her, obviously, with what you dealt with early with your father passing away, how important has that been to you, and what kind of a woman is she?
Oh, she's a terrific woman. She's worked multiple jobs at multiple times, and she really just taught me my work ethic, and just my drive to do the best I can. She's been there for me for my whole life, of course, and I wouldn't be here right now without her, honestly.
When you play like you did Friday as a team and you jump on someone like that, and obviously you guys have had to take some defeats as well along the way, What is it like to know you've got somebody dead to rights?
It's dead to rights. What do you mean?
Well, what's it like to know you are in control of an opponent and that it's just your night?
Oh, it's a terrific feeling, honestly. When you go out there and just perform like that and just have them where you want them the whole game, it's a feeling you really can't get anywhere else.
Dawson, you mentioned FFA earlier. I'm curious, what's your focus there? What are you best at when it comes to that stuff?
Well, right now I'm practicing welding in the FFA, and I do help out with the animals in the FFA department.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Probably I'm going to either be a coach and a teacher, or I'm going to be a welder.
A welder?
See,
so do you have strong hands?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not welders. There's a big open market for that. Big open market. Especially the underwater welders. I saw a documentary on this. Those guys are pretty awesome.
Is that something you would want to do, is go underwater, like in oil rigs or things like that, to fix things?
That is something I have been looking at trying to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you are down deep.
Yeah, this guy's kind of an Avenger. Yeah. He's got some skills.
Man, I'm claustrophobic, so I don't think I could ever do. I've obviously gone a little bit deep in the water, but never. I could never do something like that. I really couldn't. All right, so you have bought all in and all this and the momentum, and you got the great win. Conley is up next. We know that they are obviously very good, and they're ranked number one in the state. What about just this week and staying focused? That game's over. You're done. You beat Fairfield. Now you focus in on what is next in Conley. What's it been like? I know it's early in the week, but the focus for this week.
We go out every day. We're going to go out every day with the 0-0 mindset. We're going to win. We're going to win every day in practice. And we're just going to have the mindset of going out there and just executing properly.
Dawson, what's it like in the school, in the hallways, after a win like that, especially when the weather starts to change? It's a district win. And everyone understands that now you're trying to get wins in the chalking up things in the win column because you might be able to play later. And I know you're not focused on later, you're focused on Conley. What is it like in the hallway after a win like that at any high school?
Oh, well, there's people high-fiving you up, loving you up, and you're just appreciating everybody that's doing that, and all the teachers and the staff members, they're all there for you, and you just realize how much this sport really means to everybody.
Can you try to describe Frank Sandoval and what he's meant to the program?
He's the heart of this program right now. We wouldn't be here without him. He's consistent. He makes sure everything is on routine and keeps it going and just makes sure that we do what we're supposed to do, no slacking, we get the job done, don't miss, just staying on our tails about everything we can do.
Good luck, Dawson. Thanks for your time. Tell Coach Sandoval we appreciate it. You guys practiced earlier today, right, because it's an off day with Columbus Day?
Yes, sir.
How did it go?
Oh, it was a great practice. Everybody was not locked in and just ready for it. We're ready for Friday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dawson Scott, senior defensive lineman, defensive end from Mejia.